Become aware of your body resting on the supports. Feel the whole back of the body, the back of the legs, back of the torso and head, the back of the arms, the hands. Feel the whole back of the body and feel the whole front of the body. Let the whole front of the body, the torso, the front of the legs, the face, the front of the arms sink into the support of the back of the body. Be aware of the space around the body, front, back, right, left, above the crown of the head, beneath the soles of the feet. Be aware of the flow of the breath. Be aware of the body being breathed. Let the doors of the senses be wide open. The mouth, the ears, the eyes. Let the eyeballs sink back into the skull. Feel the whole eye socket softening as the eyeballs sink to the back of the skull. And let the eyeballs sink even deeper down towards the heart center. And have this sense of seeing from the heart. A feeling sense of seeing from the heart. Become aware of the sense of smell. Feeling the movement of the breath in each nostril. And be aware of the sense of touch. Wander through the body, feeling this sense of touch, noticing where you're spontaneously drawn as you hear those words, touch. As you notice any places of holding, notice just with the attention being drawn to this place that there's a sense of letting go. This tension, this holding, dissolving back into your awareness. And come back to the feeling sensation of the breath. Tracking the breath as it enters the nostrils, moving down this smooth, hollow tube. As you inhale, imagine gathering this breath into a central gathering place. And as you exhale, feel that breath traveling back up this hollow, smooth tube, the exhaling breath filling the space in front of the body. Stay with the feeling sensation of the breath. Notice if the mind goes into thinking, and if a thought arises, let it arise without the movement or without another thought or contraction to suppress or express the thought. Let it dissolve back into awareness. So just recognizing the thought without the movement of suppression or expression, it dissolves back into awareness. I'd like to share a poem with you as you're sitting in this awareness, feeling the flow of the breath. This poem was read on my retreat, and it really touched me. And it was such a simple way of explaining this beingness or awareness that we're all in search of. So imagine yourself as a small child. And can you recall someone near and dear to you, an older person that you felt a great attachment to, who you really respected as a person of wisdom, or just a person of great love that you really felt safe at and you almost hung on every word they said? Imagine sitting beside this person on a cozy couch or on their lap and listen to these words as if that person were saying these words. This poem actually comes out of one of the Upanishads, which are ancient Indian wisdom texts. And this is the teaching of Udalaka to Shivkatuku, his son. As by knowing one lump of clay, dear one, we come to know all things made out of clay, that they differ only in name and form, while the stuff of which all are made is clay. As we come by knowing one gold nugget, dear one, we come to know all things made out of gold, that they differ only in name and form, while the stuff of which all are made is gold. As by knowing one tool of iron, dear one, we come to know all things made out of iron, that they differ only in name and form, while the stuff of which all are made is iron. So, through spiritual wisdom, dear one, we come to know that all of life is one. In the beginning was only being, one without a second. Out of being was brought forth the cosmos and entered into everything in it. There is nothing that does not come from being. of everything, this is the inmost self. Being is the truth. Being is the self supreme. You are that, Shivtakikutu. You are that. When a person is absorbed in dreamless sleep, he is one with the self, though he knows it not. We say he sleeps, but he sleeps in the self. As a tethered bird grows tired of flying about in vain to find a place of rest and settles down at last on its own perch, so the mind, tired of wandering about hither and thither, settles down at last in the self, dear one, to whom it is bound. All creatures, dear one, have their source in being. Being is their home. Being is their strength. There is nothing that does not come from being. Of everything, this is the inmost self. Being is the truth. Being is the self supreme. You are that, Shivtakikutu. You are that. As bees suck nectar from many a flower and make their honey one, so that no drop can say, I am from this flower or that, all creatures, though one, know not they are that one. There is nothing that does not come from being. Of everything, this is the inmost self. Being is the truth. Being is the self supreme. You are that, Shivtakikutu. You are that. As rivers flowing east and west merge in the sea and become one with it, forgetting they were ever separate streams, so do all creatures lose their separateness when they merge at last into pure being. There is nothing that does not come from being. Of everything, this is the inmost self. Being is the truth. Being is the self supreme. You are that, Shivtakikutu. You are that. Feel how this poem resonates in your body. Notice the feeling that it evokes. Any emotions that might arise with it. Any beliefs that may arise with it. Let those feelings, those emotions, those beliefs be felt in the body. Can you locate that somewhere in the body? And can you step back into being as if melting or merging into this space around you, or as if stepping back, becoming the observer or the witness, and see how this feeling feels from this place, from this vantage point, this place of being. Does it have the same shape, the same density? And can you step back into it as if back into the feeling itself and see if it feels any different. Then at some point, step back or out into beingness again, as if stepping back into the background. Maybe as if looking on a balcony at this feeling. And just notice what your experience is. Everything arises from awareness or being and dissolves back into awareness or being. You are that. You are that. Slowly become aware of the body being breathed. And allow the breath to deepen. And from that place that does not change, that place of being or beingness or awareness, watch the legs as they bend one leg at a time and the foot finds its way to the bolster. The arms may feel like encircling the knees or the back of the thighs, feeling a roundedness in the lower back. And then at some point, when the body asks for it or the impulse arises, roll onto your side. Support your head with your bent elbow. And can you come back to this place of beingness after this movement? Rest in beingness.